UAPs and extraterrestrials. I just saw part of a video of Tom DeLonge talking about what he has found out about extraterrestrials, and it sounded incredible. It was actually part of a video someone had snipped out of a longer one. DeLonge is known not only for his music, but for starting an organization to investigate UAPs, formerly known as UFOs. The video section I saw had DeLonge saying he found out we have an aurora around us and the aliens discovered this. He went on to say we put out a sort of vibration and the frequency depends on what we are feeling at the time, but here is the real crazy part of what he said: the frequencies we put out when we are happy or in love are detrimental to the aliens. You can take this for what it is worth. Truthfully, I don't know how I feel about this video segment. What I find strange has to do with the evolution of UAP designs. If we look at the cave paintings from about 25,000 years ago, they seem to depict that classic UAP shape which looks the same as what people are seeing today. Is it possible some races who are coming to this planet have not advanced in their technology past where they were thousands of years ago? Not only that, could this be one of the reasons they are studying us, even though these people have hit an incredible advancement rate in technology? Not that we are ahead of them yet by any means, but how we are doing it might interest them. If this is true, might it be because the aliens have extreme long lives and very low birth rates, which has limited many new ideas, if any? It seems NASA and the United States Congress are very interested in the almost 2,000 UAP sightings which were reported in Maryland. I am not clear over what period of time this took place, but it seems to be over the last few years to me. Every type and shape of UAP has been reported. To be exact, CBS reported the following shapes of UAPs had been reported: circles, ovals, triangles, and diamonds, as well as lights, orbs, flashes, disks, and fireballs. One has to admit, looking at things that way, it is an amazing assortment, but there still seems to be other types left out, such as morphing UAPs and pyramid ones, for example. Are sightings really increasing because there are more UAPs in the skies, or could it be more people are interested in looking for them? Have you ever wondered how long UAPs have been visiting Earth? Aluminium is relatively new to our technology, being first used somewhere around 200 years ago. Even though we know this is true, a worked piece of aluminium was found which has been dated to 250,000 years ago, and some believe it was a part from a UAP which may have crashed here, or at least left here after a repair. There is also a story stating we found the wreck of a UAP from about 50,000 years ago, which used a certain type of rock as fuel, but the rocks had all been drained. If indeed UAPs have been coming here since so far in out past, they may even have been coming here millions or billions of years ago. Usually, UAP sightings only have one or two witnesses, but this is not always the case. When UAPs swarmed our carrier group, there were many more witnesses, and in a 2008 UAP appearance in Texas, hundreds of people say they saw UAPs in the form of blinding lights. Besides the lights, a feeling of peace was reported by some of the witnesses, which included people from all walks of life. There are things in space which could be UAPs but are yet to be recognized as such. Take the strange object named Ion. It was acting very strange as it traveled through space. First of all, its composition was strange and its speed far too fast. Scientists said it should have disintegrated long ago at that speed. Secondly, it was very bright, but when we observed it, it became very dark, as if it was trying to hide. The probe that discovered it was New Horizons, and when it got near to Ion, it lost communications. Every sensor on New Horizons went out also. It is said NASA never recorded this event. It is lucky for us there were other scientists involved. It has often been said people not only have seen UAPs entering the ocean, but also deep lakes. One of the more famous lakes is Lake Titicaca. The lake is located in Bolivia. People living near the lake claim to have seen UAPs not only entering the lake, but also coming up from under it. One object which was seen entering the lake was said to look metallic and of a saucer shape. The assortment of different types of extraterrestrials which have said to appear before humans is varied. We know about the men in black, and some say they were aliens. Then there were greys, small humanoids, giants, plasma-like creatures, ones who looked like us, reptilians, and even amphibians. Lest not forget the praying mantis type aliens. It seems the universe might contain every type of intelligent being we might be able to imagine, and we better be ready to greet them no matter how repulsive they might seem or smell to us. We could also seem or smell quite repulsive to some of them. One thing no one seems to talk about is the fact some of our greatest thinkers in history could have been aliens who looked like us but were placed here to advance us. Just recently I read how Nikola Tesla was believed to be an alien by some, and he certainly advanced the human race. This idea goes back thousands of years when some look at people such as Hero of Alexandria, the great inventor, and others. The time to wonder if aliens are visiting Earth is over. I say this because too many people who should know because of the position they were in tell us the United States has their bodies. Recently, two tiny bodies about 2,000 years old were brought to a Mexican government conference on UAPs. Of course, the deniers were there in force screaming fraud. The bodies were brought there by one of the most respected UFO investigators and newscasters, Jaime Maussan, who bought the bodies. Are they the bodies of aliens? There is a good chance they are.